It's time to talk some technology on a Wednesday with our man Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks. I think just about every car needs one of these days, the dash cam.
Look, it's basically an eyewitness, isn't it? So if you're in the car by yourself and something was to happen with another car or even just with something else on the road, you need that second eye to actually prove what may have actually happened, because otherwise it can be your word against theirs.
Also, you need to be able to find some funny stuff that we can upload to Facebook, because there are some pages dedicated to some glorious stuff.
There is, and it's one of those things I always see in my Facebook feed, and it's amazing what goes out on the roads, and it's actually scary to watch those and wonder if you should be even going out there yourself.
So let's start at the bottom end. Is there a nice cheap option to get us into the dash cam world?
Yeah, look, I mean, dash cams can really start from $49. I mean, they can be as cheap as you like in the scheme of things. But what you'll find from that $49 mark, you've usually got a camera that faces the front with no rear camera option. And the quality of the footage is probably going to be good enough to understand what happened, but you wouldn't have that level of detail to see what the number plate was on that car, for example, or maybe not have a wide enough angle to really see what went on around the car. So when you start at that low point, you will see what's going on. It's pretty handy for those, you know, random road trips that you might want to record, but if you spend more time on the road, definitely upscale a bit if you can.
Do they record into them, like onto a little internal hard drive, or do you put a disc in there?
So what you normally do with most of them is you'll buy a micro SD card, which is like the ones you would put in your smartphone, and you stick that into the side, and you can get whatever capacity you like, and it will just continue to record onto that card. And what the cameras do is once the card is full, it deletes the oldest footage and starts to overwrite the footage in that direction. So my advice there is to buy a card with a decent capacity, because you don't want something to go wrong, and then on that drive home, it's actually recorded over the top of it.
Do you reckon the tip might be to buy two cards? Because the day you take that one card out to remember to record something off it or to save something off it, you'll forget to put another one in, and then something's going to happen.
Probably a good idea as well. And it's always going to be Murphy's Law, that the day you don't have that dash cam in the car is the day you wish you did.
That's it. So let's head off to the top end of the market. What can we get with the all-singing, all-dancing versions?
So what you'll find now is a camera on the front with a camera on the back, and it's very easy to wire yourself. I've managed to do it before when I've tested dash cams. And you'll find that they have a wider angle of view, meaning that when they're attached to that front window, they'll be able to see much further left and right than your eyes can. And that means that you'll capture people who are perhaps crossing the road early, or a car that's about to merge into you, you'll capture that. The other thing you'll notice at the higher end of town is the quality of the content. So those periods when you're going into a tunnel where it's darker and then you come out to bright sunlight, it manages all of that really well. And, you know, you'll be able to see that number plate when something does go wrong. And the other thing you'll now find is that they monitor your car while it's parked. So you've popped out of the car to go to the shops, somebody's reversed into you, it wakes up the dash cam and starts recording anything that could be going on. So if they don't leave a note behind, you'll have their number plate.
That's fantastic. So a camera at the front and a camera at the back, and they're both recording when needed, as it were.
Absolutely. So they record the entire time. As soon as you turn the key on the ignition, they start recording automatically. When you turn the car off, it stops. But if it feels a bump, it's actually very smart. If it feels any kind of nudge on the car, it wakes up and starts recording itself. So it's one of the great advantages of a dash cam is they're getting quite smart in what they can detect.
Very much so. And where do we get this sort of stuff? Where do we pick up our dash cams from, Jeff?
Almost any retailer, to be honest. I mean, Big W, JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, you'll find them all there. And again, they start from pretty cheap prices, but they can get quite expensive. It all comes down to the features that you really need.
I know this really isn't a technology question, but could you see it getting to the point one day where insurance companies are going to say, listen, we need to get some dash cam footage. It's almost essential to be covered.
Well, I would actually love to see them reduce premiums if you do have a dash cam in the car. Yeah. So if you were to go to your insurance, say, look, I have a dash cam permanently mounted in my car. What can you do about my premium? That should be something that they would be considering. But otherwise, you're going to use these dash cams if you need to make a claim, because there's no better evidence than something that's been recorded.
Absolutely true. As always, Jeff Quattromani, thank you very much for joining us to talk technology.
Thank you.